This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It is time for the nephew with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
I got it for you, Shirley. I know it's Wednesday. Did I thank Charlotte for coming out?
Oh, yes, y'all? You did.
Yeah. Ooh, called out here.
I love it.
I love Charlotte, man. I had a blast. Now, let me tell you something. I'm finna start campaigning for Ready to Love Charlotte. I'm gonna campaign for that.
Ooh,
that
right there. All right. Nice.
That's a great spot for Ready to Love. Mm-hmm. So,
okay,
we're gonna run this prank. Where I'm going this week? I'm going somewhere. Brea, outside of LA. Brea, improv. The nephew come to town. That is this Sunday night. All right, one night only. All right, so if you're in LA, y'all already know nephew time. Y'all come out there and hang out with your boy. One night only at the Brea Comedy Club. Sunday night. Tickets on sale right now. All right, so this right here, Shirley. This is called your check bounce. Yeah, you know, people still bouncing checks at the church. They still doing it.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Monica, Sister Monica, please.
Who's calling?
This is Brother Deshaun. I'm calling. Actually, I'm a member of Greater Missionary Baptist Church.
How can I help you?
Calling you actually about the offering. Now, did you, I know you paid your tithes.
Yeah, I pay my tithes every Sunday.
Okay, now you paid a love offering as well, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, now this past Sunday, I'm looking at a check that you left us with the bank.
Right, right. I sure did. I wrote a check Sunday.
Okay, now the check, ma'am, was $250. Am I correct?
Right, right. I wrote two checks for my tithes and the love offering. Right. I wrote one for $250 for the love offering.
Okay, now,
what is this call regarding? Why are you calling me?
Well, what I wanted to tell you is that I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but Your check that you wrote for $250 actually has bounced.
Wait a minute. You said my check bounced for $250?
Your check bounced, so what I'm doing is calling you about recouping the $250 as well as, you know, you cost us $30 in bank fees.
Wait a minute now. I wrote two checks. I wrote a check for $100. Did that one bounce?
I don't see to it that one bounced. All I know is the one that the love offering has bounced.
Well, did you put them in at the same time? Because I wrote them at the same time.
They all go in on Monday, ma'am. Now, I didn't put them in at the same time. I've been putting them in for the last 2-3 years. The problem is, why would people write these?
What is your name?
I'm Brother Deshaun.
And you was there this Sunday?
I was there. I don't think it matters when I was there, ma'am. The problem is that I didn't put these checks in, and I don't understand why y'all write these checks to the church.
Wait a minute.
Knowing
what
that
they're
going to
y'all bump. Write these checks?
There's a lot of people
my
write
checks are good.
Well, not,
I don't write bad checks.
Well, why
if
do we?
One clear, why the other one didn't clear?
Maybe you didn't have enough money for both of them to clear.
What did you just say?
Maybe you didn't have enough money in the bank for both of them to clear, and I don't understand why people write these
checks. I got plenty money in the bank, and all my checks clear. I don't write no rubber checks.
Well, you wrote one on Sunday, and that's the problem. How you going to try to give a love?
Wait a minute. I think you got me confused with somebody else. I don't write no bad checks.
You done wrote this?
I'm trying to be nice to you.
I'm trying to be nice to you. When can we expect the $250 plus the $30?
So you, what? $30?
That's the bank fees, ma'am, for the doggone check bouncing.
My check didn't bounce. I'm going to check my bank. And if my check clear, you're going to pay me $30 for calling me, harassing me about a $250 check bounce. I don't write no...
Why would you write check? What, you want to sit up in the church and write these big number checks when you know you ain't got it in the bank?
What the did you say?
I said, why would you write these checks when the money ain't in there?
Let me tell you one thing. I don't write no bad checks, and you got a lot of nerves calling me, telling me my check bounced.
Your check is the one that has bounced. And
I'll tell you what you do. Since my check bounced, you pay the since you got all the money. And don't call me with this again. Hello?
Don't you hang up on me no more. When are we going to get this $250 and this $30?
Who is that you calling you?
Somebody from the church talking about I wrote a bad check. I don't write no...
You did write a bad check.
I didn't write no bad check.
Yes, you
Wait
did.
Wait a minute. Why are you calling me? Why the treasurer don't call me at church?
The treasurer is
the deacon,
busy.
I ain't never know the deacon call nobody about no bad check. Your is full of... Thank you. You got the money.
Who in the hell is that in the background? Who is that?
Never mind who it is. We both go to the same church, and you gonna call me to my I wrote a bad check. You don't you call me no more, and if the check bad, you pay it, okay?
Do pastor know you talking like this?
Do pastor know you calling me? Can you answer that?
Look, when are we gonna get this $280 is what we looking for from you.
I wrote a check for $250.
And
you will not get $280. You put the $30 with it.
You put $250 in there, it bounced. $30 cost us on bank fees. That's $280. When can the church expect their money?
Never. Not no $280. You will never get $280.
You're going to make me
and
come by your...
And my check then... What did you say? I'm going to do what?
You're going to make me come by your house and get this money.
Bring your on. Bring it. Bring your on.
What is the address on
Look
this
on
check?
The check?
I got it off the check.
Well, you... Bring your on. I bet you'll be limping back.
I'm watching you. You better not be spending no money nowhere. You better not spend nothing till I get this $250 plus $30.
Whatever I want to, okay?
No, you don't. You know what?
I am, and you don't call me no more with this because my check did not bounce. I don't see how one check went through and the other bounced.
Let me say this to you. We cannot accept you back into the house of the Lord no more until...
What did you say?
You are not... Don't you come in there Sunday until
I'm
we get...
I'm coming up in there Sunday and up. I'm going to make sure I find your because you the person I want to see.
You going to...
And you know what? I'm going to call the pastor right now and ask him because I don't believe my check bounced. You full of...
Well, let me say this before you call pastor.
No, I'm going to call pastor. No, you should have talked with pastor before you called me with this information.
I got one more thing I need to say to you.
You ain't got nothing to say to me. You done upset me with this talking about I bounced a check. You should have went to pastor before you called me with this.
I told Pastor when I got, but I got one more thing to say before I leave. Is you listening?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What do you got to say to me? What do you have to say now that you're going to pay the check?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
Wait, what did you say?
I say, this is Nephew Tommy, baby, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend has pranked you.
I'm going to beat that. She just left here flying out the door in a hurry. No, she didn't. I'm going to that.
Let me ask you one more thing, though, baby. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I got you.
So full of man, if y'all could have
saw how stupid I was this past weekend. If you could have just been in there to feel the stupid. Y'all just don't understand.
I can't explain it.
But no, it's not. Yeah. It's not radio stupid. It's a whole nother level, and that's what I'm trying to get you to understand, Shirley.
It's on stage squared. Stupid squared.
Times 50. You understand me? Yeah. Times 50.
Powerful.
But anyway, Brea gonna get it this weekend. Brea Comedy Club outside of L.A. Y'all get your tickets if Nephew is coming to town. Right after that, the Florida Theater, baby. That's in Jacksonville, Florida. Duval. It is an evening with Nephew Tommy. That is Easter weekend. That is Saturday, April the 19th. Tickets are on sale right now. Get it. And laying in the cut is Louisville, Kentucky. The Nephew is coming. That is in May. May 23rd, 24th, 25th. That will be Memorial Weekend. You understand? Memorial Weekend. Come get your laugh on, get your barbecue on, get your whole nine yards. The Nephew is in town. All right.
Okay. That's all it. Right, Nephew.
Oh,
all
my
right.
God, I was stupid. Hey, if you're in Charlotte, call my uncle, 877-29-STEVE. And for real, tell him how stupid I really was. Please call him right now. I ain't going to lie to you. 877-29-STEVE. Just call him and tell him how stupid Tommy was. Do it.
All right, Nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.